G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 74 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is titled Selection Standards Dropping, or Are the Selection Standards Dropping? And I recently did a Q&A for guys in my Indefatigable group, and a couple of questions that related to sort of this subject came up. So I wanted to address them on the podcast. So one of the questions was, do you reckon due to retention rates of the Army combining of selections and the contracted solutions that the standards would drop for selection and Rio? The other questions I got were around, you know, what skill sets would help you get through selection for one commando or two commando or SASR? You know, what if you possess certain skill sets, would they help you pass selection? Let me answer the first one in regards to standards. And the standards will never drop. I remember people talking about this when I did it, you know, over 21 years ago, actually, when I first did selection. People were talking about it then. You know, it was always the furfies that, oh, SAS are looking for heaps of dudes this year. You know, do you think the standards are going to be dropping? They'll have more dudes get through selection because they need more dudes on Rio. That kind of thing. And it never eventuates. Right, so standards never going to drop for SF, at least not in the foreseeable future, right? There's just too many dudes that want to go SF. There's too many dudes to choose from. There's hundreds of dudes that rock up the selection each year, right? So they can be picky. And it's the wrong mindset to have anyway. You don't really want to barely get through selection and get told, you know, well, you got through this year only because we need numbers. Probably wouldn't have got through last year. Nobody wants to fucking hear that anyway. So I don't want to have that attitude that, oh, the standards are dropping. Maybe I'll be able to get through this year. No, that's the wrong fucking mindset to have. The mindset you want and you need is that regardless of what the standards are, I'm going to work my ass off and I'm going to exceed those standards, all right? I'm going to exceed the selection criteria. Now, I understand you're not going to be great at everything. That doesn't matter. We're not looking for someone that's going to be fucking awesome at every single activity or every assessment. So you're going to have your shortcomings or your weaknesses, but you don't want to be weak in a number of areas. And it's no secret what you have to be good at. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be competent in all these, in most of the areas, and actually, or be competent in all the areas, but far exceed the standards in most of the areas, okay? You just need a good program, you need enough time, and you need the right help. So in regards to standards dropping, they won't, all right? So it doesn't matter. Don't have that mindset anyway. Think that whatever the standards are, I'm going to fucking crush it. So the other question was around the skill sets. You know, what skill sets would help set me apart? What skill sets are going to help me get through selection for any one of the units, right? Taking into account that it's combined selection next year. So whether you want to go one commando, two commando, or SASR, it doesn't matter. You're on the same selection course. So what skill sets will help me get through that? That was one of the questions. You know, for example, do you think picking up another language would help you be more competitive? Or what sort of things would make you competitive in either selection? What can I do to stand out? Now, really, my answer to that is it doesn't matter what skill sets you have outside of the military, all right, outside of military skills, in regards to helping you pass selection. Instructors aren't going to get together in their little group and think or say, oh, look at this dude. He's got 8 languages. You know, he's a pilot. He's a skydiving instructor. He's a rock climbing guru. He does hypnotherapy. He's a chiropractor. Let's try and get him through selection. It doesn't fucking work like that, okay? They don't say that. You are judged on the selection criteria. When you're on selection, when you turn up to selection, you are judged on that selection criteria. Things like toughness and maturity and teamwork and integrity and judgment and emotional intelligence and soft skills and your physical readiness and preparedness and your professionalism, etc. It doesn't matter if you can speak 5 languages or you can fly a helicopter or you crack necks or you can fix computers. What matters is that you have prepared well. You can prove it, or you do prove it on selection. You execute well on selection. You can complete all the selection tasks well, exceedingly well in most, if not all, the areas in a team under extreme exhaustion. Now, I'm not saying having a number of specialist skills won't help in the unit, right? So, if you have those specialist skills or you want to develop yourself personally and get other skill sets, do that, right? That could potentially help in the unit, right? They probably will absolutely help in the unit. I'm just saying that they won't help you get a crack on Rio if you don't perform well in the selection criteria areas, right? So be great in all of those selection criteria areas, which I've discussed many times on this podcast. And it's not rocket science, all right? It's not an unknown. Have your soldier skills honed, all right? Navigation, roping, working from heights, weapons, confined spaces, first aid, RATEL, equipment and knowing your body, physical fitness, obviously, pack marching, your ability to work in the water, your endurance. All that's pretty straightforward. All that's pretty easy. But the main area is your mental state. Okay? Being able to remain positive and break out of any negative mindset, i.e. when you fuck something up on selection. Always giving your best, even if you think you're going to fail, because you might not. Operating well under pressure when you're extremely fatigued. Dealing with many personalities within a team while you're all under pressure and extremely fatigued. I have good stress management skills, emotional intelligence, soft skills. Not talking yourself off selection or being talked off selection by an instructor, all right, when you think you're not doing very well or you're comparing yourself to others and think that you don't measure up. Your mental state will be a huge factor as to whether you pass selection or not, assuming you go into selection extremely physically fit. Obviously, you have to go into selection being extremely fit, otherwise you won't pass the gates and you'll get injured. Okay, so take all of that into account. Standards will never drop. Selection standards will never drop. Like I said, at least not in the foreseeable future, right? Wrong mindset to have, wrong attitude to have. Know the standards, prepare for it and fucking crush them. It doesn't matter what other skill sets you have outside military skill sets, you are being assessed on the selection criteria. Be fucking good at those so you get a crack on Rio. And understand all those skills that you need to be on top of. And if you're in the military, you'll know them and it's easy. Be very good in all those skill sets that are required that you'll be tested on selection and turn up to selection ready. And above all, apart from obviously being physically fit, is having the right mental attitude, all right? That's going to be the biggest difference. If you need any help getting ready for selection, especially if you're going in 2024 in the combined selection, make sure you hit me up. Send me an email, reese@operatoredge.com, or head to operatoredge.com/selection, number of different free resources there, including my free group on the school platform. All right, but if you need any help, any questions, make sure you reach out. I'm more than happy to help. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. That's it for this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you got a lot out of it, and I will see you in the next one. Thanks.